what would you call a store where just cheap things are sold? Only cheap things.
Yeah, junk.
Yeah.
Racket store. That's me, I believe, the term that we use more so.
You still use the term?
Yeah, we use that term considerably.
They had a big sign up over it, the racket store?
Yeah.
I bet the sign was red, was it, with white letters?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't have those signs over those dime stores anymore.
No, they don't.
Uh-uh.
If you wanted to borrow a book in town, where would you go?
Go to the bookstore.
Or if you had a card and you wanted to borrow one, just borrow one without...
No, we'd possibly go to the library, public library.
If you wanted to mail a letter?
Go to the post office.
If you wanted to spend the night?
Go to the hotel, a motel.
And if you wanted to see a show?
Go to the theater.
And if you were very sick?
Go to the hospital.
Who would take care of you in the hospital?
Well, they have nurses there that just take care of you.
If you wanted to catch a train?
Go to the depot.
If you wanted to catch a bus?
Go to the bus depot, bus terminal.
In what part of town is the courthouse located?
Ordinarily right in the center.
Is it called anything special?
Square.
Square.
Uh-huh. More especially in Texas. I don't know all states are that way, but most all those little towns in Texas, if you're still built in a square, even they never
you
did.
Go round and round.
Even they never did get to be a county seat and get a courthouse, they still built that way. They all had that in mind when they started those towns.
Mm-hmm.
Have a courthouse sitting in that square there, and it's going to be the county seat. A lot of people disappointed, but a lot of them got it too.
That's right. Did they have public transportation in Durant in the early days? Steel rails in the street?
No, I don't believe they ever had that in Durant. They had it in Denison.
Oh, they did?
But I can't remember it ever being in Durant. Yeah, they had the streetcars there in Denison. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then they had that streetcar run on to Sherman. But it was a different company, I think. The streetcar was just possibly locally owned there, but when it went to Sherman and on to Dallas, it was a different company. But they still run a car like the streetcar.
It must have been pretty wonderful.
It was. I can remember seeing a mules pulling that streetcar in Dunston before they ever got electricity. Pull that thing with, they had mules hooked to it. They still run on those steel rails, and those mules walk right up.
And right up the middle.
That's it.
Huh. How did you let people know when your street came up? What did you do, ring a bell, or? You go tell the conductor?
Yeah, you told the conductor when you got on where your destination was, and he possibly marked it on your ticket. Bought a ticket to where you were going in town. You had a destination, and the conductor knew where it was at. When they got there, they stopped. He called your station or whatever it was.
And let's say he didn't do that. What would you tell him?
Well, you tell him you'd take John past your station if he owed you a trip back there. That was customary. If he'd take you on by that, he brought you back there.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was nice.
It was nice.
I wonder what they do now. I'll just say too bad and give you a
too bad you catch the next train back the other way, the next bus.